Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, last week we talked a lot about April Fool's Day pranks.
You don't want to be a fool.
No, you don't want to be a fool. I got fooled this year. Didn't feel good. Did not feel good. And usually you can pick them from a mile away because it's brands will bring out these lavish, you know, items that feel really intense. And then all of a sudden you're like, hang on a second. They would never do this. Yeah,
the closer to realism, the more likely, obviously, we are to get fooled. It happened with you. You thought Jats was doing like a chocolate dip.
That's what they said they were going to do, and I stand by this, Arnott's. Make that happen or you will rue the day.
One of the saddest things I've seen in my life is you walking up and down that aisle looking for this
devastated
product that didn't exist.
You brought to the show a Indian spice company.
Indian Deep Kitchen.
Yeah.
Funny you mention it. I've been thinking about it since last week because I stand by it. Did I say this last week that I they came out and they were like, well, hey, there's curry ice creams.
Yeah.
And I was like, initially, I was like, yuck. But then I thought about it and went, hang on.
Could be yum. Yeah. What were the flavors they were offering?
So they had chicken curry ice cream, spinach paneer ice cream, chicken vindaloo, butter chicken, and chicken tikka masala.
Yes.
They were the five different flavors you could get at Indian Deep Kitchen. Oh, that's the joke.
April you Fools. Couldn't get that because they weren't actually making it. But Tim, I have prepared something a little bit earlier.
Stunning. Because I was a bit worried. We talked about it. You said you didn't have an ice cream making machine.
I don't have an ice cream making machine.
Oh.
I went to the supermarket this morning.
Okay.
Got us some plain vanilla ice cream, the most plain that I could find.
Okay.
And I've bought a chicken tikka masala seasoning base that me and my husband use regularly.
Oh, no. This is going to be serious.
Put your hands together.
All right.
I have mixed it together. It's currently sitting in the work freezer, ready for us to consume.
You made it today?
Fresh out the kitchen, my friend.
Because without an ice cream making machine, tell us the... have you done it?
I scooped some scoops of vanilla ice cream into a bowl.
Uh-huh.
And then I have sprinkled the seasoning. And then mixed it around and then added some more seasoning, basically until it turned orange.
Okay, that's pretty good.
And so I feel like it is flavored enough that it will have the taste of the chicken tikka masala. I am concerned about the vanilla coming through.
Well, you still need that as a base. Like when you have ice creams that are fun flavors, like most of them have vanilla bases.
Mm-hmm. Or it's the most plain that you can get.
Yeah, and you don't want to start with, imagine if you started with mint chocolate.
Yeah.
And then you were like, tikka masala.
You know, with a chicken tikka masala, sometimes you can mix it in with a bit of yogurt and it tastes pretty good.
Oh.
So I'm like...
But like, because some of these Indian curries, like a butter chicken and a chicken tikka masala, there's butter there. And what is ice cream if not creamy butter?
Oh.
If not.
Well...
It all comes from a cow, Jess, probably.
I think we should get some microphones.
Okay.
We'll go to a song. You and I will meet everyone in the kitchen.
Lovely.
Up next,
okay.
We're
going
to do a little taste test.
Well, because we're palate essential testers.
Yeah.
Now, we had a win last.
Yep.
We've had some losses.
The cheesecake fries.
Yep.
That was a win.
What was the big loss?
The big loss was the spam choc chip cookies.
We were reminded today of pork coffee.
Yes.
That we've also tested. So we've had more losses testing things for. If you're listening, we test these to let you know if they're good or bad. We'll be honest with you.
We will.
If it's good, go get it. If it's bad, don't try
it. I'm a little bit concerned how it's going to go on your palate because it's a spicier chicken tikka masala.
Bro, I'm medium.
Okay.
So we're going to be fine. I've gone past my mild days. You know, I'm not a teenager anymore.
Right.
I'm a fully grown man. I like a spicy curry. So this is chicken tikka masala.
Chicken tikka masala ice cream. We're going to taste test it on K-Rock up next.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim and Jess here to drive you home on K-Rock 955 live. Not in the studio, Jess, in the hallway next to the studio.
Yes, we're walking through to the kitchen.
In the corridor.
So that we can do a taste test live on the air with you.
Okay.
So glad you're joining us. If you have missed out on the explanation, we have made a chicken tikka masala ice cream, and we're going to taste test it for the first time.
Well, it was an April Fool's joke that I kind of was like, hey, I could...
Grab a spoon.
I could see this working, so what... We're going. Do you want to? Oh, see, here's the thing. Do you like kitty spoons or big spoons?
I'm a big spoon gal.
Yeah, I had a feeling. I'm a kitty spoon kind of guy. All right. So tell again. Walk us through how you've prepared.
So I've taken some vanilla ice cream.
All right.
and I've sprinkled chicken tikka masala seasoning and mixed it throughout, and then it's been sitting in the freezer for a few hours
now. So we don't have an ice cream making machine, so that looks like sriracha sauce.
It does look like sriracha.
That is, okay.
Like a peri-peri mayo, right. That's what it looks like.
So the whole point of this is that it could be good, right? And we're going to put it to the test.
Open mind. I feel like we need a like a naan bread cone or something.
That'd be kind of
that would have been lovely.
All right, so again, we do this. Why, Jess? Why do we do this?
We taste test these things so that you don't have to.
But if it's good, then you can. It's kind of a...
super easy to make. It took me less than 3 minutes.
It's either a win-win or a lose-win.
Would you like to take the first bite?
Yeah, I feel like because I'm the one... Oh, it's like... It kind of looks like...
the proper consistency of ice cream. Yeah.
I'm gonna show our cameraman there. There you go.
Cheers.
Again, we are live in the kitchen here at the radio station.
Ready?
Do you want to do that cute thing?
Oh, that is cute.
You need to do your other arm.
Do I?
Yeah, because we need a link around like that.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, sweetie. Yep. All right. Bottoms up.
Oh,
no.
It's not terrible. Like, it's very hot.
It gets bad. The spice
like hits you at the end.
Oh, God, it does. So it starts bad, it gets worse, then it gets hot.
We should have prepared drinks. Why don't we prepare all drinks?
Right. It could have just been the top layer. I'm going back in.
Don't go again.
I'm going back in. Mmm. Mmm. So initially you are meant with the vanilla cream. Sorry. You were meant with the vanilla.
Well, this is, my husband always says when we have a spicy curry, that we should have some sort of like milky drink or like a yogurt on the side.
So this is essentially what he's asking for.
This is.
He might like this. It really chases you.
I think I might have put too much spice in. I think I.
See, like.
Or are we the whitest people in the world?
I don't know.
Either way.
I'm liking it. I'm not liking it, but I am liking it. I'm not.
Have another bite.
Okay, three for me.
Oh, that was the smallest spoon of all time.
Yeah, okay, so on third inspection, it's pretty crap.
Okay, I probably wouldn't do it again.
All right.
But I'm glad we tried.
Yep. And
like, someone might be into this. Like, if you've ever eaten ice cream and thought, damn, I wish this was spicier, this is for you.
Come, we'll leave it out here. You come and get it. All right, back to the studio. Sim and Jess, we're on K-Rock.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
When you're an adult, things that, like, humble you, level you can be necessary, right?
Yes.
You don't ever want to get too big for your boots.
Never.
Your britches. God forbid you're wearing boots with your britches.
Oh.
Wow.
Too big for both.
Do you feel like sometimes your head gets so big you can't fit through the door, Jessica?
All the time.
Right.
I love a compliment. Okay. I love praise.
Well, compliments are different to like feeling like... like, do you like a humbling? Is it nice to you to check yourself before you wreck yourself?
I don't like it, but I do find it necessary because, I can get a big head very quickly.
What are some things? I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but is there anything of mine that has been a good, like, check yourself that's happened lately? I know I'm putting you on the spot. No.
Do you mean like where I've been wrong or?
Maybe you've been wrong or you've done something embarrassing and you've gone, okay.
I mean, I'm always embarrassing myself.
I'm ahead of myself here. I'm glad that happened.
This afternoon I burped so violently in your face that you smelt my lunch.
Yes. And what I could only assume is your breakfast and yesterday's dinner.
And you left the room.
Yeah, you're one.
So
of,
I mean, that was humbling.
What you thought your burps didn't stink?
No, I just mean
your burps stink worse than the worst farts.
Wow.
Can you confirm or deny that the worst thing that's happened between us is you burping in a car?
The burp that changed our friendship.
100%.
Yes. Yeah.
2019. It's been a tough 6 years. I had a chickity check myself moment the other day, and it's a good humbler. I didn't realize this was going to make me feel like I feel like I needed it. Maybe it's like I was stressed, I was running around, I wasn't paying attention. I walked into a glass door.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You sent me a great video of just a compilation of people walking into glass doors, and it just 10 out of 10. I wish I could have seen you walk into this glass
door. If only I had a camera in the house.
It was in your house too.
In the house today, and it was, I feel like it's
classic. How clean is your glass?
This is the thing. I think I was just in a bit of a rush, not paying attention. I was in the backyard. I'd walked into the house. I'd shut the fly wire door.
Ah.
Oh, no, sorry. I'd left the door open.
Yep.
I'd gone in, done some stuff, running around trying to get ready for whatever we were doing. My wife has shut the glass door.
Yep.
I've come back from around the corner, excited to get back out into the backyard with the family.
No. Hard. And,
like, not enough to make any damage on the door. Like,
I can see like a little bruise on your head. Or is that, that's just your face?
That's just shadowing. And I tell you what, like, the initial, I've just walked into a glass wall or door or whatever, it is like, what in the universe is happening right now? What force field have I entered upon?
Were you more panicked that you'd hurt yourself or more panicked that you'd broken the door?
Damage. I was worried about damages.
I knew it.
We don't own the house.
I knew it.
It's like, oh no, what have I done here? And luckily, well, not luckily, my wife and our son were around the corner, so they still, to this day, do not know that this happened.
Right.
At this moment, they don't know that I've
just heard a large thud.
Full tilt. Yeah. I feel like my wife was like, oh, I think I heard the garbage truck out the front. But honestly, I feel like I needed it. It's really weird. It's been really cleansing since it happened this morning.
Hey, I can smack you in the face as much as you'd like. Because it's, once a day, if you'd like.
No, it was that brief moment of, hang on. Why have I stopped suddenly? Like, and this is all happening in a millisecond.
Right, yeah, yeah.
There's clear, like, there's nothing protruding.
What's happening?
There's a force foot here. Hang on, no. The glass door was shut. I've walked into this. Come on, mate. Get it together.
Some sleep, my friend.
Get it together, Tim. Get your head out of your ass. Get back in the game.
I feel even worse for burping in your face now today. Yeah. You didn't need that.
Honestly, can I just say, there is never a day where I'll need that. I don't think my head will ever be that big where I need a Jess burp, but I'll call you if I ever do. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Jess, I think we spoke about it a little bit late last week, but we went away to South Australia this weekend with our respective partners and some other friends. It was a weekend away. Had a really nice time, all of us. You know, you definitely notice different things when you travel with the same people at different ages. Like a lot more napping.
Well, it's so
early nights.
Yeah, it's so funny because we've been away with the same group 3 years in a row now, and every time it's been different.
Yeah, every single time, one more person's tired, one more person's going, "Can we go home now?"
We have another person that's pregnant.
Yeah, there's lots going on. So I'm hesitant to talk about this, but there was a bit of a disagreement when we were out for dinner on the Saturday night.
Oh, right, yep.
Went to like one of the nicer restaurants in Mount Gambier, just outside of Mount Gambier. It's a steak restaurant. And we all kind of saved up all of our money for a month in the lead up to it.
It's the restaurant to go to. Yeah.
You want
to
go hard. And we all got a different version of a steak. We're all eating it. And the thing was that it came with, so the steak came with, you didn't need to get sides pretty much. Because it comes with a full baked potato, two little skinless sausages.
One.
No, it was two, bro.
I only got one.
Sure you did. 1 to 2 skinless sausages and a really nice salad.
Yeah.
And I was watching everyone eat it a different way. And there's no right way or wrong way.
Well, because when you go to a steak restaurant, like really, you want your first and last bite to be the steak.
You want first and last to be the steak.
Because that is that's the whole meal, right? So
the feature piece.
I dabble in the sides as I'm eating the steak, but my first and last bite, got to be the steak.
See, I treat the same if I was having like a chicken parmesan or whatever. Whatever the main is, I will attack that. If I have chips left over or sides like a baked potato, salad, whatever. I came here for the steak. Yeah. I'm not going to get full up on other things and miss out on what I've come here for.
Right.
So I always will finish the main event first.
Right, but then your last mouthful is going to be some like boring salad instead of a juicy steak.
Doesn't matter. The thing is, like, I'm eating the steak at its warmest point.
Yeah.
Like, it's only going to be it's only getting colder the longer it's on
That's
your
true.
Plate, not eating.
Yeah.
So if I'm eating it, whether it's a chicken parmigiana, whether it's a pasta, whether it's a steak, I'm attacking that first. Yes, grabbing a few little sides here and there.
Yeah.
But I left that potato till last because I was like, if I don't eat that potato, I'm not going to go home and go, oh, I'm so annoyed I didn't finish my potato.
Well, see, that's the difference between you and me. I won't leave anything on my plate.
But in a hypothetical world where you can get full, you don't want to finish your meal, maybe you had a big lunch.
Yeah.
And you go, what have I done here? I wanted to hit the phones, 522-322-955. When it comes to like the main, we'll use a steak dinner.
Yep.
Do you eat the steak first or last? Do you finish with it or do you start with it? because I didn't realize that this was a big conversation of the night.
Yeah, all of us did it very differently. And this is how our wild weekends away have become.
You can't keep up with Tim and Jess. Those cool guys on the radio, those wacky guys. 52232955. If you're having a steak dinner, do you eat the steak first or do you leave it till last? So it's the last thing you finish and you go, oh, that was
satisfying.
Delicious. So we've got a few people calling up. Anne-Marie in East Geelong. Do you start or finish with the steak?
Definitely finish with the steak.
Right.
Absolutely. 100%.
What if you fill up on the chibbies?
Well, you'd fill up on the steak first because that's the most expensive.
Wait,
and, of course, if you have your pepper sauce, well, you've got to scrape up the last bit with the steak.
That's true, Anne-Marie.
But you can do that with chips as well.
So do you eat it all at the same time, Anne-Marie, but just make sure your last bite is a piece of steak? Is that your method?
Yeah. All together, the last bit has to be the steak.
So would you, like, say, eat 99% of the steak and then leave one piece off to the side, go about your business on your chips, your salads, whatever, and then come back to that lonely little piece?
No, I'd eat my steak. Finish off the steak.
I'm so confused with what you're doing. But that's okay, Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie just enjoys a steak, Tim.
I feel like she said she did the both at the same
time. Yeah, she did. Yep.
Okay, Matt in Bell Post Hill. How do you handle it?
Eat your side first. I was always taught by my parents. And then finish off with the steak.
Taught by your parents to eat the sides.
Well, you got to eat your veggies first,
yeah,
Tim.
You're always told to eat your veggies or your greens first, because if you didn't, you were a very boy and you got sent to bed.
Don't want to get sent to bed. That'd be bad. That'd be bad.
But now I sort of think, how many steaks have I wasted in my life now? So,
Matt, this is the problem. Yeah. Like, our parents grew up in an era where, you know, it didn't matter if we left half a steak. And because he lives, that steak is costing me a bundle.
Yeah, exactly. It's about a $400 piece of steak.
Now I'm thinking about all the steaks you might not have ever had. That's a sad thought to have. hopefully Hannah from Moorlap can make us finish on a happy note. Hannah, how do you go about it? Do you finish with the steak or do you start with the steak?
Well, I've always been the type of person that you save the best till last.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of 50-50, to be honest.
Oh.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it sort of started when me and my partner got together and we started going out and going to things like steak nights. And I'd scoff down all of my veggies and salad and all of that and then be too full to finish off my steak.
Worst case scenario.
Because I'd be saving it till last. So now it's a bit of 50-50 because I get in trouble because we paid for the steak.
Yeah.
Cozy lives, Jess brought Cozy it up before. Lives. This
but
is
see,
the
this is why you like, you eat them both at the same time. You just make sure that last bite is the one that you're going to remember, the steak part.
100%. The last bite has to be the steak, hence why don't force yourself to finish it all.
There we go, Hannah. I like it. See, it's you've entered into, like, you've gone through life at different stages of that. In this person that you've met, that's obviously, it's changed your thinking. You go, hang on, why am I racing through beans and toast before I
exactly,
get to
yeah.
All right, excellent. Appreciate that. That's good. That was a good mix. Mm. I still have no idea what if Emery started or finished with a steak, but she was eating it, so I guess that makes us all happy.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.